Talk radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. 232. Hey there, I'm Mary Lynn.
Diane Ducey here.
Oh my gosh. I love American Idol. Diane, I know you like to watch American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
And our American Idol fanatic here in town. Well, I don't mean to overextend the terminology, but it's fun to say. Gary O'Brien on the phone with us.
Yay.
How are you?
Hey, Marilyn, Diane, how are you?
Good.
good. So now last...
Being called a fanatic is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, that's probably a little... I'll look in the source over the weekend and come up with a better term, but anyway, I guess we should say aficionado. How's that? Because I'll tell
there
you...
I'll take
when
that.
It, when it comes
fanatic's
to...
fine, too. I'm just being silly.
Well, it's Friday. We've got to be silly. anyway, so... Yesterday, Gary was on and we were talking about the performances. And,
yeah.
And I think we all had determined that we thought Haley was the one who would go this
right.
week.
Right.
I think we were all unanimous on that, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we were.
And she wasn't even in the bottom three.
Well, I couldn't believe it. It was Casey and Stefano. And who was the other one?
Tia. Is it?
Yeah,
is
Thea, who did Heat Wave.
Oh,
that
Thea.
That didn't really surprise
Thea.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thea. Stefano had... not a very good performance, but I just didn't think he'd make it in the bottom three.
I didn't either.
That totally surprised me, but Casey really surprised me.
And Casey, you know, he's kind of like the young Joe Cocker. I mean, he's very soulful, just puts it all out there, and he's very passionate. He did, I heard it through the grapevine, and it was great. And then he ended up, of all the three of them that were in the bottom three, he ended up being the one who got the least amount of votes, which is strange to me, considering he's never been in the bottom three before.
Right.
Yeah, he had never been in the bottom three before, but remember, people are voting for their number one choice.
True.
And he may have been the number two choice for lots of people, but that doesn't matter in the voting.
Well,
so,
and he was also the first one to perform, and maybe it was, you know, maybe people forgot about him because there were some great, strong performances after him. But anyway,
I think Hurry Through the Grapevine was okay. And I think we're still remembering the early performances when he really wowed us. And I think that Nirvana songs kind of was out of his element and kind of it just wasn't very good. Hurry Through the Grapevine was okay, but it still was away from the charm that he had when he had the bass or when he did some of the other kind of bluesier songs. So
yeah.
I think maybe he just was kind of getting away from why we really liked him in the first place, and he wasn't people's first choice.
Hmm. I'm gonna start calling you our local Simon Cowell because you really, you've got some honesty there. So what happens when, if you don't watch American Idol, what happens if you're a contestant who gets the least amount of votes is, well, normally you have to leave the show. But every year, the past few years, Idol's been doing this thing where the judges have the opportunity to save a contestant. And anyway, but the first thing that the contestants have to do is sing for their life. They've got to sing for the judges to see if the judges will give them that shot. And here's what happened last night when Casey sang for his life.
Yo.
Stop.
Listen.
Stop. Hold on one sec. Come over.
We know who you are, Casey. We don't need to hear you sing anymore, do we, Steven?
Yeah, this is crazy wrong. I mean, we made a decision here to keep you on.
And then craziness ensued and a lot of bleeping out, apparently. I mean, it was like the sound kept cutting off, and I was assuming that's because Casey was shouting out
things that were
not kid-friendly.
Yeah, if you could read his lips, he dropped a big bomb, and I'm thinking, like, Casey, come on, come on. But he was shaking. I mean, he was visibly moved. He kept saying, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And, I mean, he was in total shock. And I think the fact that they stopped the song really kind of shook him up, too, because he didn't know what was coming. Maybe they're saying, just forget it. But they really brought him back. And, you know, he was shaking so much, I thought he was going to collapse. And it looked like he was going to get sick.
Well, a couple of times he did. He fell to the floor, and it was quite dramatic. Here, let's get your Connect FM three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Similar forecast today and tomorrow with clouds and the chance of precipitation. But the chance of snow has bumped up to 50%.
Yeah.
And they're even mentioning less than an an inch accumulation.
Accumulation?
I know.
What?
They just put it in the forecast for tomorrow night and a low of 25. But hopefully melting from then on out, partly cloudy on Sunday, high 38 into the 40s on Monday again. We're 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Instead of eliminating Casey, let's eliminate the snow.
Right.
Yes, I'm totally down with that. That's a great idea.
On the whole safe thing, after Jennifer Hudson was eliminated prematurely early, I think last season three, maybe five, I think is three, and Chris Daughtry later on was eliminated early. I think they eliminated the save because they knew that there are some really good people getting eliminated early. And I really like the idea of the save, but closer maybe when there's like five or six or seven left. But I'm okay with it this time because he truly did not deserve to go home. But it was instigated to try to save contestants like Chris Daughtry and Jennifer Hudson from not going home too early.
Hmm.
Speaking of leaving things, I've heard that the American Idol contestants are being moved out of the mansion that they are in.
Right.
I have heard that the reason is because that lights have been flickering on and off, that there's an infestation of spiders, and that people seem to think that this mansion is haunted.
Uh-huh. Had you heard that, Gary?
I hadn't heard that.
Okay, and that someone said there was a sheet going down the hallway, too.
A sheet going down
a
the
sheet.
Hall.
A sheet, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've never been in a haunted place,
right?
But I believe they exist. I watch enough shows on TV.
Okay.
If you saw James and some of them messing around, Hulk Hogan, that was so cool that he was on last night. I wouldn't be surprised if there were some practical jokers in that house.
Well, I would imagine. Now, the spider infestation, that's oh my gosh.
Well, and then I heard there was a downpour of rain, and then the structure was leaking, too. So that could have been a factor.
I will tell you that there are the people who are not at all upset about Casey being eliminated and then being brought back were the producers, because it's great drama, it's great TV. They do have to worry about their credibility to make sure that, the good ones aren't eliminated too early. But this, we weren't supposed to talk today. People are talking all over the country today about this. It's generating all kinds of conversation. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you next week's ratings will be higher. It's getting all of this talk, and the producers are loving the drama.
Right, which is why, in my opinion, American Idol is fixed.
It is not.
If you think it's just about the votes, it is so fixed. This production was completely in the fix. Oh, yes.
Oh. I will tell you what bothers me about it is, and I'm going to challenge you. I think you're completely wrong. I think credibility is everything to the success of this show. And if they find out that there's any fixing going on, it will mean the immediate end of the show because, the 32 million people that voted last night will not vote. Critics will slam it. It's like a game show where there has to be rules and stipulations. It is absolutely not fixed. But what I do not like is when Ryan Seacrest opens the show and says, tonight we will have some shocking results. I think Ryan Seacrest and the judges should never, the judges don't, but Ryan Seacrest should not know who's being eliminated until he opens the envelope. It should be like the Academy Awards. Mm. I mean, he should not have the opportunity to do anything, like say anything or act like
he
knows.
He has to know. He has to know because it's part of the production. I'm telling you, it's all fixed.
Oh.
And I think that they have to make, yes, I totally do. To think that Casey was in the bottom three and that Haley was not in the bottom three at all, that was all in the fix.
Yeah, but that's the power of the voters. I mean, if you have a lot of young kids voting and watching, they're going to keep
I see what our topic will be for the rest of the season.
Oh,
we'll be debating this.
We've known each other for a while. You are so wrong.
I know. And Gary, I think Casey should come back next week clean shaven and get rid of the grizzly Adams
look.
Oh,
no. He's got to keep that.
I think.
Well, he looks like a wolf boy. I mean, he doesn't help himself out, but he does have good talent when he does the right songs. In the last couple of weeks, were not strong weeks for him. Maybe he was the second or third or fourth choice of these people, but he was not the first. He was not, in the last few weeks, the you know, a shining performer that everyone said won the night. And so maybe that's what happened, but it is absolutely not fixed. The show would be ruined if it were fixed.
Right.
All right. Well,
And now, just as a side point, if you guys talked about this, now, for the first time ever, 11 kids are going on tour.
Well, that's
right.
True. Thank you for bringing that in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a nice thing, too, that nobody got cut from the tour. So that's good. Well, all right. Hey, Gary, thank you so much. Gary O'Brien, Gary was on the radio here in town for years and years and, of course, has an extensive knowledge of arts, entertainment, everything that goes on here. And Gary has a fan club, the official Gary O'Brien fan club, and we've linked to it on our Facebook page, MyConnectFM. So join up, and that way you can connect with Gary as well. And we'll talk to you next week about Idol.
I'll look forward to it.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. Bye, Marilyn. Bye, Diane.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.